This is truly a special day and a distinct honor for me to be here. My name is Rendell Jones, and I've had the privilege of serving as the Acting Deputy Director of United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, the agency that administers our nation's immigration benefits system. Before me are 25 individuals who've chosen the United States as their adoptive country and have decided to take the important step of becoming United States citizens. Their commitment and dedication to this country should serve as an inspiration to all Americans. Candidates for naturalization, when you hear your country of current nationality, please stand and remain standing. Australia, Canada, China, France, Germany, Ghana, Guatemala, Guyana, Jamaica, Nigeria, Panama, the Philippines, South Korea, Trinidad and Tobago, Ukraine. Now I would like to invite the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, to the podium to administer the Oath of Allegiance. Deputy Secretary Mayorkas, I present to you 25 candidates who have applied to become citizens of the United States. Each of the candidates has been interviewed by an officer of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and unless exempted by the law, has demonstrated the ability to read, write, and speak words in the English language. Each has demonstrated his or her knowledge and understanding of the history and principles and form of government of the United States. Deputy Secretary Mayorkas, I recommend that these candidates be administered the Oath of Allegiance, thereby admitting them to United States citizenship.
Thank you, Mr. President. Candidates for citizenship and special guests, good morning. It is my distinct privilege to administer the Oath of Allegiance to the candidates for naturalization assembled here today. Candidates, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction, when required by the law, and that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God. Congratulations. Please be seated. You are now United States citizens, citizens of a country that is defined by its principles of liberty, equality, and justice for all. These are principles that you, as current and former members of our armed forces and their spouses, have helped protect and defend even before becoming citizens of our great country. Your patriotism, service, and selflessness are remarkable, and we celebrate you today. My parents brought my sister and me to this country in 1960 as political refugees escaping the communist takeover of Cuba. I was naturalized in 1973, and today I have the privilege of standing before you as the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security in the service of our great president and our great country in administering the oath of allegiance to you. This country is like no other, a country that always has been and forever will remain a nation of immigrants. It is now my distinct honor and privilege to introduce the President of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama. Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Please be seated. Good morning and welcome to the White House, and happy 4th of July. Deputy Secretary Mayorkas, thank you for taking care of the important part of this morning, which is administering the oath. That's the thing that we want to make sure we got right. To Acting Deputy Director Jones, to family, friends, distinguished guests, thank you all for being here. And finally, to these 25 men and women, service members and spouses, it is an honor to join everyone here for the first time in calling you our fellow Americans. Now, this is one of my favorite events to do, and not just because we get to have barbecue and watch fireworks later. It's because each of you has traveled a long journey to this moment, journeys that began in places like Jamaica and Germany, China and Guatemala, and yet somehow, either because your parents brought you here as children or because you made the choice yourselves as adults, you ended up here in America. And then many of you did something extraordinary. You signed up to serve in the United States military. You answered the call to fight and potentially to give your life for a country that you didn't fully belong to yet. You understood what makes us American is not just circumstances of birth or the names in our family tree. It's that timeless belief that for many, we are one, that we are bound together by adherence to a set of beliefs and unalienable rights, that we have certain obligations to each other, to look after each other, and to serve one another. And over the years, that's exactly what you've done. Rodrigo Lakian came to the United States from the Philippines, joined the Navy because he said he wanted to be part of something big and important, to be part of a great cause. Today, Petty Officer Second Class Lakian is still part of that great cause, and today he's also an American citizen. Stephanie Van Osdel moved here from Canada with her mom when she was 18 years old. And today she's 26 and a sergeant in the Army. Stephanie says she joined the military to give my children someone to look up to and someone they can be proud of. And Stephanie, I know that you've made your children and all of us very proud. Oscar Gonzalez was born in Guatemala and became a Marine last year. Becoming a citizen, he says, means becoming part of a society that strives and stands for good all around the world. Just being a part of that makes me complete. Well, Oscar, welcoming you as an American citizen makes our country a little more complete. So thank you. And then there are those of you who married an American service member. And as a military spouse, you've been serving our country as well. Dinah Baker is originally from Kenya. Met her husband, Cohen, in Germany. Today she's a nurse at Frederick Memorial Hospital in Maryland, and she and her husband have four beautiful children. In Diana's words, Becoming a citizen of the United States is like joining a club of the best of the best. And I agree. Congratulations, Diana, on joining the club. Together, all of you remind us that America is and always has been a nation of immigrants. Throughout our history, immigrants have come to our shores in wave after wave from every corner of the globe. Every one of us, unless we're Native American, has an ancestor who was born somewhere else. And even though we haven't always looked the same or spoken the same language, as Americans, we've done big things together. We won this country's freedom together. We built our greatest cities together. We defended our way of life together. We've continued to perfect our union together. That's what makes America special. That's what makes us strong. The basic idea of welcoming immigrants to our shores is central to our way of life. It is in our DNA. We believe our diversity, our differences, when joined together by a common set of ideals, makes us stronger, makes us more creative, makes us different. From all these different strands, we make something new here in America. And that's why, if we want to keep attracting the best and the brightest from beyond our shores, we're going to have to fix our immigration system, which is broken, and pass common sense immigration reform. We shouldn't be making it harder for the best and the brightest to come here and create jobs here and grow our economy here. We should be making it easier. And that's why I'm going to keep doing. He agrees with me. So I'm going to keep doing everything I can do to keep making our immigration system smarter and more efficient, so hardworking men and women, like all of you, have the opportunity to join the American family and to serve our great nation so we can be stronger and more prosperous and more whole together. I'll close with a quick story. George Mardikian was an immigrant from Armenia who became a famous chef. And George had a quote that I think will ring true for most immigrants. He said, "You who have been born in America, I wish I could make you understand what it is like not to be an American, not to have been an American all your life, and then suddenly to be one for that moment and forever after." Today, on this 4th of July, all across the country, from Thomas Jefferson's Monticello to the Alamodome in Texas, immigrants from around the world are taking the oath of citizenship. And many of them have worked and sacrificed for years to get to this moment. All of them have done it for something none of us should ever take for granted: the right to be called an American from this moment and forever after. And that fact should give us hope and should make us confident about the future of our country. Because as long as there are men and women like all of you who are willing to give so much for the right to call yourselves Americans, and as long as we do our part to keep the door open to those who are willing to earn their citizenship, then we're going to keep on growing our economy, we'll continue to journey forward, and we'll remind the world why the United States of America is and always will be the greatest nation on earth. And we're very proud of you. Congratulations. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And now I'd like to turn it back over to Deputy Secretary Mayorkas. Congratulations.
The United States has always benefited from the contributions of immigrants, from entrepreneurs, scientists, teachers, and cultural icons to members of the United States Armed Forces. Their achievements enrich us all. Today, we have the privilege of recognizing one such individual who, through his civic contributions and professional achievements, has demonstrated his commitment to our country and to the common values that unite us as Americans. Like those of you who have become citizens today, he was not born in this country. He is an American by choice. Chef Jose Andres Puerta received his United States citizenship in November 2013, but he has been an active member of the community since he first arrived in the United States. Nearly 20 years ago, he began volunteering in the D.C. Central Kitchen, and now he is the organization's chairman emeritus. He serves as chair of the L.A. Kitchen in addition to his international philanthropic work through his own organization, the World Central Kitchen. He has worked alongside Mrs. Obama for the Let's Move campaign to end childhood obesity and is developing a school-age integrated food curriculum with the program School Without Walls. All of this while running restaurants across the country, including local restaurants Zaitinya, Haleo, Mini Bar, and American Eats Tavern. Chef Jose Andres has received dozens of awards for his culinary innovations, including the James Beard Award for Outstanding Chef, the highest honor for a chef. He was recently honored by Refugees International, recognized with the esteemed Hispanic Heritage Award, and in 2012, Time Magazine named him one of the world's 100 most influential people. Chef Jose Andres Puerta, it is our honor to recognize you as an outstanding American by choice. Thank you for all that you have done and continue to do for our community and our nation. Congratulations. To conclude today's special naturalization ceremony, everyone, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance led by one of our newest Americans, United States Army Sergeant Stephanie Van Ousel.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all.